Retirement budget hacks. Save more and enjoy more. I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. Most people, when they retire, they have a limited budget, or at least a budget less than what they had when they were working. Now, if you have just as big a budget, well, this may not be for you, but for the rest of us, there are ways where we don't have to sacrifice anything, least of all fun. And we can still make our money go as far as it needs to go. So, first of all, we have to look at joy per dollar. If we have that as a rule for ourselves, we can look at, okay, what am I spending that is not really giving me a lot of joy? Maybe those things, cut them out, let them go. So you'll be freer and find it easier to spend the money on the things that do bring you happiness. How about some smart grocery and dining hacks? AARP puts out a list of all the restaurants that offer you a discount for being an AARP member. And so, by the way, if you're not a member of AARP, now's the time to do it. Most of the restaurants on the list will give you 10% off your bill every time you go. And that is a good chunk towards a tip. And grocers, maybe it's time to look past the grocery supermarket that you usually go to and see, is there another one that is cheaper? And are there things that you're buying that maybe you don't really need to, because again, looking at the joy per dollar, maybe some of those expensive foods you can live without. Travel for less. There are lots of ways to travel for less. There are websites that send you emails every week about 30%, 70%, 80% off of a cruise anywhere in the world. And there's traveling off season, always a good idea. My granddaughter was telling me of the really, really cheap flights from where she is to come visit me. Amazingly so. Another couple of months, they'll be way back up. Entertainment on a budget. There are lots of free and low-cost things you can do. If you live in a big city, there's a good chance, and you like theater, there's a good chance that you can really save money on something like theater extras or sold-out crowd. Those are two websites where you pay an annual fee, and then you pay $4 or $5 a ticket, often for front row or orchestra seats to some wonderful plays and shows and symphonies. And just a few of the hidden savings that you might be missing. So, first of all, if you've decided to stay in the house where you raised your kids, if you really want to save some money, downsize. You can probably get a lovely smaller house or condo and have money left over from selling your house. Property tax exemptions. Many states offer discounts or exemptions for retirees. Check them out. Home energy savings. Have you upgraded to LED bulbs, for instance? Smart thermostats? Or better insulation, which can cut your utility bills? Talking of utilities, many utilities offer senior discounts. Worth checking out. Insurance and healthcare. Medicare savings programs. Many people don't know they qualify. Reevaluate your life insurance. If your needs have changed, consider switching or reducing coverage to save money. Shop around for prescriptions. GoodRx, mail order meds, and generics all could be the answer to lowering. About shopping and subscriptions? You know, subscriptions is something that so many people don't even know how many they have. So, reviewing all that you have, like all the streaming services, do you really watch them all? Or is there one that you watch more than all the others? Get rid of the others. We've talked about restaurants, but retail stores, gyms, even auto services often offer a retirement discount. Loyalty programs and cash back apps. If you're not getting that, maybe it's time to change. And don't forget about the library. It gives you free access to books, to audiobooks, to movies, and even classes or events at your local library. And by the way, you can do all that online too, with sites like Libby, which check with your local library and you can get it right onto your phone or your tablet. Have you tried house sitting or home swaps as far as travel is concerned? National parks, as a senior, you can get a one-time fee for a pass, and you can get free entry to all the parks and any museums and attractions that come with them. Free and low-cost local events. Check out your local websites, the local newspapers. Then tax credits for retirees. There are certain tax breaks, like the credit for the elderly or disabled, which are often overlooked. If you're still earning, take advantage of higher retirement saving limits once you're 50 years old. And charitable giving. Donating from an IRA can lower your taxable income if you're over 70 and a half. So that's just a few tips. There's many, many more. The point is, you just have to be a little smart and you can save a lot of money, which allows you to have a whole lot more fun with the money you have. So retirement should be fun, not stressful. So I hope if you are at all anxious about money, that you'll think about doing a review and seeing, is there anything you can cut or any discounts that you can take advantage of that you haven't been? So thank you for joining us. And I hope you find some laughter today. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.